This is UU Todd Phillips, the golden voice of the Great Southwest, and you are indeed listening to Loafer's Glory, the hobo jungle of the mind.
Light may be had for nothing, or the low cost of looking. See, and the secrets of light come high. Light knows more than it tells. Does it happen the sun, the moon, choose to be dazzling, baffling? They do demand be loyal communion. So do the angles of moving stars. So do the seven sprays of the rainbow. So does any little candle, speaking for itself in its personal home.
Well, yes, this is UU Todd Phillips, and I am indeed, by God, the golden voice of the Great Southwest, formerly the golden voice of the Great Northeast, and too many places, so places too fierce to mention. I am at these, in the facilities of radio station KVMR, Community Radio, Nevada City, California. KVMR, a bright spot, a positive note in an otherwise dilapidated reality. KVMR, where every morning all of the employees and the broadcasters stand in a circle and hold hands. And just like a Japanese auto factory, recite our mantra together. It's taken from one of Woody Allen's commencement addresses. And it says, "More than any other time in history, humanity faces a crossroads. One path leads to despair and utter hopelessness, the other to total extinction. Let us pray we have the wisdom to choose correctly." William Butler Yeats. What you were listening to right now is Carl Sandburg. That's a very, very old recording of Carl Sandburg. I think he made that in very advanced years. That might have been in the early 1950s. I was lucky to find that. My brother sent it to me from Phoenix, Arizona. I'm in the studio with Steve Baker. The theme music, of course, were the Boers Dwarfs. And we're in Nevada City, California, downtown metropolitan Nevada City. Oh, it's beautiful, beautiful spring out there, and the Little League has started up in the finest looking little league park I've ever seen in my life. Especially at night when the lights go on and the moon rises big and silver over the pine trees that fringe the outfield. A little bit of a furor over there lately in the Little League. One of the kids struck out so many times, his father traded him. We're going to do a program of poetry. That's why I put Sandburg in there, poetry. We're going to start out, again, with a very old recording, an ancient recording that I was lucky to find of William Butler Yeats reciting his own poetry. The one we're going to hear is The Lake Isle of Innisfree. Now, Yeats was the one, to my mind, that really began to discover, to tap that organic rhythm in English, those words of one accent, that falling foot that they call a trochee, bamba, bamba, that follows the beat of your heart. And the first rhythm you know, anybody knows, is the beat of their own heart. So we're going to listen to a very old William Butler Yeats doing The Lake Isle of Innisfree, and I've put this down over the top of John Burgess, a very fine Scottish piper playing a slow air.
Rise and go now, and go to Innisfree, and a small cabin build there of clay and muckles made. 19 rows will I have there, a hive for the honey bee, and live alone in the bee loud glade. And I shall have some peace there, for peace comes dropping slow, dropping from the veils of the morning, go where the crickets change. Their midnight's all a glimmer, and noon a purple glow, and evening full of glorious wings. I will arise and go now, for always night and day I hear lake water lapping with low sounds of the shore. But I stand on the roadway, or on the pavement's gray, I hear it in the deep of the shore.
When I play on my fiddle in Dooney, folk dance like a wave on the sea. My cousin is priest in Kilvarnet, my brother in Mochrabwee. Oh, I passed my brother and cousin, they read in their books of prayer. Ah, but I read in my book of songs that I got at the Sligo Fair. When we come to the end of our time, to St. Peter all sitting in state, he will smile on these three old spirits, but pass me first through the gate. For the good are always the merry, save by an evil chance. And the merry love the fiddle I, and the merry love to dance. So when all the folk up there spy me, they will all come and gather round me, saying, here is the fiddler of Dooney. They'll dance like a wave on the sea. Fiddler of Dooney, they'll dance like a wave on the sea. They'll dance like a wave on the sea.
Well, now, there you had the Lake Isle of Innisfree with William Butler Yeats, John Burgess. Now, right following that, I found one of Yeats's old poems called The Fiddler of Dooney. Only it was put in a musical setting by an old friend of mine who lives on an island off the coast of British Columbia by the name of Bob Bawson. And he put the tune to it, to that poem, and then it was sung there by a fellow from the opposite end of the continent, lives up in Camden, Maine, carves fiddleheads up there, a fellow by the name of Gordon Bach, who himself can craft a mighty fine song. I was down in Albuquerque for the Folk Alliance meeting. It was a big affair. Thousands of folk music aficionados at all levels from all over the country, all over North America. It was held in one of the stone ugliest buildings I've ever seen in my life. It was a new convention center in downtown Albuquerque. This municipal architecture these days, I call architects space assassins because they assassinate space through which I might otherwise see trees or clouds or sky. Well, one of the best rooms where the jamming was going on was the Local 1000, American Federation of Musicians, Traveling Musicians Local 1000. A fella came in there, and everybody was singing. And the rule in that room was you could only sing songs other people could sing along with you. There was no grandstanding, you see. A fella came in there, and he kind of squatted down with 2 feet on the ground, one hand holding him up from behind, one hand pointed skyward, and while a young woman behind him sang, "Hangman, slack your rope," he recited a damn fine poem. And that was Chris Chandler. He made a record of that, of working with various musicians, of him doing his poetry, with people like Dan Byrne or Trout Fishing in America. Let's listen to Chris Chandler, the poet, and Katie Curtis, and he's doing a one of his pieces called No One I Could Talk About This With. This is English.
It's like when you don't like football and it's Super Bowl Sunday.
Let them curse our kaleidoscope heart,
and we'll snicker through their pastel heaven. And we'll fold our defeats into a defiant hat and search for shoes to match.
And we'll shoplift in the finest thrift stores and never ask for a pardon. Seersucker sky is open and God loves us.
God loves us so much he has a heart on.
And the dream police and the riot squad after us were there.
And I'd always felt there was nobody I could talk about this with.
Yesterday, in the bank, we were standing in line.
That teller must have thought that I had a gun. I was just depositing a roll of dime. But she threw her hands up in the air and she screamed and then hit the floor. And everybody else did the same, though neither one of us knew what for.
As we stood in the silence, unsure if there was a crime, you smiled as you said,
"I feel like this all the time." So I'm glad to see that you understand why my head is about to split. And I'd always felt there was nobody I could talk about this with.
Before I knew you felt like this, I lived a quiet life, sleeping beneath a manhole cover, unsure of my left from my right.
And in my basement workshop, drawing lines and smoking cigarettes, I built an alternative universe, but I haven't worked the bugs out yet. You see, every time I put the finishing touches on the black holes, I think that I'm done.
And time starts moving. rides and I lose my opposable thumbs. Did God have opposable thumbs?
And so you see that I had no choice. I simply had to quit. And I'd always felt there was nobody I could talk about. In the strictest confidence, for I trust that we're both friends. I went and sat in the laundromat, and I confessed all of my sins to this understanding washer and dryer. But when the rent cycle fell, I was absolved, and a nasty gravy stain was removed as well.
I heard an old man's rayon shirt crying out, how did it come to this?
And I'd always felt there was nobody I could talk about this.
News and we slept through Armageddon.
Do you know Armageddon might prove to be a good night for you and I to go out? We could have an intimate evening. We're sure to avoid the crowd. Cause if everyone is raptured up into heaven, we'll get good seats in the theater, they say.
Super Bowl Sunday,
and we'll be on call for the next apocalypse.
But I think I'm gonna call in sick.
And I'd always felt there was nobody I could talk about this with. Like when you don't like football.
And it's Super Bowl Sunday.
Oh boy, Chris Chandler and Katie Curtis. Isn't that a marvelous piece of work? That whole idea about poetry and music, you know. He came back to one of the later sessions and we were all singing around and passing the guitars around and so on, singing together. And he did a poem. One of his, he stood up and did it, and we went out in the hall and we talked a little bit later, and I said, Chris, you know, we're all doing sing-alongs. Now, do you poets ever do talk-alongs? And so we agreed to do it. We're both going to take a hand at it as making a poem or poems that have refrains that can be repeated or blanks in them where people fill in the words that are sitting there listening as a talk-along. Sounds like a pretty good idea to me. I was down in Santa Cruz, California, which is the last outpost of four or five things that we don't talk about anymore. I was doing an interview at a station called KPEG with John Sandage. I'd been doing a show with Dan Byrne, to me a fine songwriter, but a real gentleman. I mean, person, one of those that you would really like to know him, whether he wrote any songs or not. But I think he writes fine songs. Now, during that show, Dan sang a song that he hadn't recorded. And to me, it was just a really fine poem. I just happened to have a tune to it, so he sang it. When he was through with this song, there were people from the station and from outside that were lining the halls, and they were weeping. Now, you know, these radio people, especially community radio people, are a hard-bitten lot. It takes a lot to get them to show any deep emotion. I don't know what the name of this song is. I just asked for a tape recording of that part of the show, and they sent it over to me, so let's just call it Kids, Dan Byrne.
So sad, the news come our way this morning. Like a bad dream, a dream that you'd never even speak of. In a school where we send our precious children. The one place of innocence the world might ever let them know. And barely aware of the odds against existence in the first place. Of love and fertility, of risk of a baby being born. And of clothes and food and fear and maybe relocation. Of sickness, recovery, of music lessons, painting the garage. And lingering over eggs and thoughts and sleepy conversations. And plans for the weekend and one last pause to pet the dog. Glance at the clock and the grabbing of the sandwich and the notebook. Confident of nothing but the unbroken days they've been granted. But comes a child so full of anger and hatred. Barely aware of the genesis coursing through his veins. With a gun, deaf and blind, deliverer of madness. Skilled beyond his own unformulated brain. And with his hand in a fist and his soul in a knot and his heart racing. And his mind sick with images, his slim shoulders finally feeling tall. And his fellow creatures, students and their crushes and their daydreams, struggling to unwrap the ancient secrets of geometry. He pulls from his coat the instrument to shatter all forevers. In a random blaze of insights and blood and endless now. And noise and flash and more, and not even when it's over can any so much as summon up the sanity to scream. And on the floor his classmates blown down and choking as he lays his weapon on his desk, partly sure he isn't dreaming. And all the world descends and offers up their condolence. And offers up their theories, what went wrong and who and why and when and how. It's all the killing day and night on television. It's all the movies where violence is as natural as breathing. It's guns and bullets as easily obtainable as candy. It's video games where you kill and begin to think it's real. It's people not having God in their lives anymore. Or it's all of it or none of it or some of it in various combinations. And all those theories, they sound pretty logical, I guess. Though I ain't no scientist, I ain't no dissector of statistics. I ain't no theologist, I ain't no psychologist or biologist. All I do is offer up a prayer of my own. Talk to your kids, play with your kids, tell them your dreams and your disappointments. Listen with your kids and listen to your kids. Watch your kids and let your kids watch you. Tell your kids the truth as as best as you can tell it. No use telling lies, your kids can always smell it. Cook for your kids, have your kids cook for you. Sing with your kids, teach your kids the blues. Learn their games, teach them yours. Touch your kids, find out what they know. Be sad with your kids, be stupid with your kids. Laugh with your kids, cry with your kids. Be yourself with your kids, be real with your kids. Embarrass your kids, let them embarrass you. Be strong with your kids, be tough with your kids. Be firm with your kids, say no to your kids. Say yes to your kids, take it easy on your kids. You were a kid not so long ago. There's things you know your kids will never know. There's places they live where you will never go. So dance with your kids, paint with your kids, walk with your kids, tell stories to your kids. One day your kids won't be kids, and maybe they'll have kids of their own. Hope they talk to their kids, play with their kids, tell them their dreams and their disappointments.
You're listening to Loafer's Glory with Utah Phillips, coming to you from KVMR-FM in Nevada City, California. And you can hear it on community radio stations like KGNU in Boulder, Colorado, and KMUN in Astoria, Oregon. Support for Loafer's Glory comes from the Heshan World Fund of the Tides Foundation and the National Hobo Association, publishers of the Hobo Times, Box 706, Nisswa, Minnesota, 56468. Marketing support from Duck's Breath. You can write Utah Phillips and Loafer's Glory at Box 1235, Nevada City, California, the zip code 95959, or you can call for a complimentary newsletter catalog, 800-989-3825. That phone number again, 800-989-DUCK. We'll return to Loafer's Glory and Utah Phillips in just a moment.
Theme music today is Jody Steckert and Friends playing Waltz, Waltz. Jody Steckert accompanies Blind Kenny Hall down in Fresno on the theme music we normally used. I simply thought that this was more appropriate after Dan Byrne's beautiful song.
Lately, since I've been able to, I feel good enough to be able to travel some, I went back to the People's Poetry Gathering, in New York City. Oh, they treated us well, put us up, gave us some walking around money, but there were poets, there were street poets from Brazil. There were rap artists. There were international contest winners in the poetry slams. There, Ani DiFranco reciting her poetry. It was a marvelous affair. It lasted for 3 days, but all the cowboy poets were there. Now, I'm talking about poetry that is spoken out loud, not read. Poetry reading these days, poetry comes out of the hand and in it the eye. The language divests itself of its music. But when you stand up and you say it, it is endowed with music once again. And that's exactly what we all did. One of the cowboy poets was a fellow from Montana named Paul Zarzyski. Paul Zarzyski, a Polish name. It was a wonderful moment when I saw those cowboys pass the hat and take up money to buy Paul Zarzyski some new vowels for his name. Well, Paul Zarzyski did one poem there that I really like, because those of you who listen to me know I love Butte, Montana. And Paul wrote a poem called Why I Like Butte, and this is it.
Why I Like Butte. From the Gogebic Iron Range, shaking ground in Ojibwe, across open range of the Plains Indian turned cowboy, from dad riding the cage for 8-hour pick and shovel, double jack and blast shifts, 36 levels below surface in the Montreal stopes, to me winning more than his monthly wage for 8-second bucking horse rides aboard Spitfire and Coors Light in Butte, America. I know my true home is where ethnic hearts of blue-collar folk mine and smelt hot blood from veins, then pour it into their arteries like molten ore. Butte, with its rambunctious, shamrock, curvy girls who danced until the last Tony Lama dogs died, with us rodeo rebels jitterbugging from the Helsinki on the lip of the pit through swing shift breakfast at the M&M to break of day red beers at Maloney's. Butte, the one and only arena I did not bite the dirt in, never dusted, pile-drived, or drilled, where I prayed Hail Marys long before the mountaintop Madonna, Our Lady of the Rockies, the Butte Guadalupe, beamed down upon the bucking chutes, prayed the same Hail Mary full of grace I pleaded as a child, wanting to be spared a lifetime in the mines. Butte, with its phone book ringing with the familiar ilk of Ginty Fontecchio, Reno Peltomacki, Pupsy Savant, I know Aho Handles I grew up with in Hurley, Wisconsin, Mick, Dago, Cousin Jack, Polack, Finn, syncopated names, stout with thick sinewy consonants and loud vowels, musical to the tongue's lit fused to powder touch. Butte, cold spot of the nation every other February day, but hot come mid-March, when even her beer blossoms green in the warmth of corned beef and cabbage, pasty pie and riotous laughter of her people, O'Boyle, McTavish, Zolinski, Aho, Mackey, Antonoli, all for one, one for all on St. Patty's Day, Butte, raising hell and placing a Blarney stone beneath it, Butte, holier than hell and damn proud of it. Butte, hell to drive through, but oh, what heaven to spend the night in. Butte!
Paul Zarzyski, Why I Like Butte. There's a wonderful, in his 90s, a wonderful button accordion player up there by the name of Yank. Lives in a little tiny apartment and knows every tune you can think of. And I guess that's why Paul decided to end that with music by Yank. Well, now, Boxcar Willie passed away. I just found out today down there in Branson, Missouri. I would not speak ill of the dead. You know, the man did his work, and as he saw it. I do know over-the-road tramps, though, who don't have big theaters in Branson, Missouri, whose home is in the boxcar, whose home is under the railroad bridges, whose home is along the side of the road. And I've done that for years and years. One of them is Luther the Jet. That's his moniker, and he's traveled for years on the freight trains. Nobody knows him much. He makes a good song, and he makes a good poem. By God, he does. Now, this is, you know, one of those field recordings that I sometimes do. I don't have a lot of real high-quality recording equipment or anything like that, so this is a field recording of Luther the Jet, a great railroad tramp doing a conductor on the North Shore Line.
A conductor on the North Shore Line, Bill Hollis was his name. set out one night from 6th and Clybourne on his ride to fame. And all through South Milwaukee, the snow was falling fast. Bill Hollis took one look and said, "This storm will never last." In that opinion, it turned out he couldn't have been more wrong. The snow piled up around the train the more they rolled along, and by the time they stopped above a siding near Racine, there was blowing up a blizzard such as man has never seen. Bill Hollis grabbed a lantern and went back to flag the train. A job it soon developed he had carried out in vain, for when the storm had lifted just a minute, he looked back in time to see that special disappearing down the track. Bill Hollis looked about him in the dark with some dismay. To where a pile of chewed up ties all dry and rotted lay, he set the ties on fire with a lantern for his heat, then rolled up in his overcoat and soon fell fast asleep. That train pulled into Highwood at 2:15, and while they signed the register, a cold and hungry crew cried, "Where the hell is Hollis?" as they searched both high and low for clues as to his whereabouts, were coming mighty slow. The dispatcher said, "You've left him stranded somewhere up the line, and in this freezing weather, I am sure he's not so fine. For all we know, he might be out there wandering in the snow, and no trains till tomorrow. What we'll do, I'll never know." The call boy got the superintendent straight up out of bed. "Send out a special train and bring Bill Hollis back," he said, "for never in my lifetime do I wish to have it told that a man who did his duty was just left out in the cold." The train went speeding up the line. The wires hummed all night. The storm had cleared. The wind had died. The stars were shining bright. And soon there was no doubt about where Hollis could be found. His fire lit up the countryside for miles and miles around. Bill Hollis drank some coffee at about the break of day and walked up to the office where a well-worn carpet lay. "By God," the superintendent said, "you really saw it through. I wouldn't have blamed you even if the ties were all brand new. We'll name that siding Hollis," in a bit of joy, he cried, "and nowhere else on earth shall by this name be dignified. Take one of my cigars before you go along your way, and while you're at it, Bill, you got the day off with full pay." Bill Hollis took a well-earned rest, and in his post did thrive. He made himself a legend that is very much alive, so if someday you'd like to have a siding named for you, just keep in mind Bill Hollis and the way he saw it.
Oh, Luther the Jet. Yeah, I ran into him down there at the Folk Alliance. We had a whole room up there devoted to hobo songs and poetry that was actually sponsored by the National Hobo Association. They're the ones who brought me back there. Hey, you know something? I mooched the tramps to get to Albuquerque. That's got to be all-time classic tramping. Bill Falk lives up in Chatteroy, north of Spokane, Washington, in a cabin that he built himself, really a log at a time. Bill's a buck skinner, makes beautiful black powder flintlock rifles. Bill can track a trout across Lake Coeur d'Alene after the sign is 6 hours old. Now, Bill Falk goes to these rendezvous where everything you wear is buckskins and people talk trash and get loose, have a big fire. Never been one of those where Bill Falk or somebody like him didn't stand up and recite Robert W. Service's The Shooting of Dan McGrew. We're going to hear that now. Not Bill Falk. A friend of mine, Mike Cogan, down in Berkeley, who has a recording studio, was in another recording studio and found an unreleased master of The Shooting of Dan McGrew. It had never been released before, so you're going to hear this really for the first time. This is The Shooting of Dan McGrew, done by Lord Buckley, backed up by Turk Murphy and his jazz band.
There's a bunch of the studs were swinging it up in the Malamute Saloon, and the cat that was rocking the 88 was blowing How High the Moon. Hung back at the bar in a solar game, groove swinging Danny McGrew. And a digging his takes was his main day charge, the stallion known as Lou. Went out of the night, which was too far below, and into the jam and the stair, there swung a real rough cats already from the creeks, bad hung and swinging for fair. Why, he looked like a stud with one stomper in the grave and a lack in the push of a mouse, but he swung up with the polk that was bulging fat. No joke. And he wailed out, juice for the house. I know cat there could dig the stranger's wig, though he rocked ourself for a clue. Yeah, but we swung with his juice, and the last to tilt was swinging Danny McGrew. Now these cats are somehow will snap your eye, hold you right to the bell. This stud was so hipped, and he sure looked flipped, like a cat that had grooved in hell. Now the juice head kid was a taking a jolt, and there's no one making the stool. And this real rough cat swung it across the pad, lit down there real cool. In his beat up shirt that was hung with dirt, he sat and we dug him sway. And we knowed there was a gate at the 88, and we knowed he'd wailed it down. For I've heard a lot of stunts stomp out the blues, but this mother was a gasser. He really turned on. Have you ever been completely out of this world when the Luna came on swift and clear, and the cool Himalayas swung you in with the beat you most could hear? And the Nashers' mad wail caused you many a take as you hung out there in the cold, a walking zombie in a knocked-out world. Franny gasped for that hot green called gold. While up in the blue, the light man's cue called for neon colors and stars. Then I'm hip that you dig with all of your wig what he blew in just 32 bars. It was a soul bug. A soul bug, not of the scoffing kind that can be covered with soup and greens, but the beat, black drag of lonely studs for the home pad and its groovy scenes for the barbecue going and your stallions love blowing. Four walls and a roof above it, man, so stash full of joy, no ship ahoy, and swing in with your sweet stallion's love. A stallion that's dearer than all this mother world, as solid as heaven is true. But get this through it all and not digging this ball was the stallion known as Lou. And the thought came back of an ancient drag, and it stung like a frozen lash, and the heartless wail, to kill, and the music stopped with a crash. And the playing cat turned, and his crazy lips burned, and he spoke, and his sound was true. I'm hip, said he, that you don't dig me, and no stud here cares a damn. But I throw this bait, and my words are straight, and I'll bet my soul poke there too, that one of you mothers is a finger popping square, and that one's swinging Danny McGrew. I ducked my wig, the lights went out, two heaters blazed in the dark, a stallion screamed, the lights went up, two cats lay stiff and stark, and ding! They're pitched on his wig, and all through with this gig was swinging Danny McGrew, and the cat from the creeks was clutched to the breast of the stallion known as Lou. Now these is the simple kicks of the case, and I guess I don't know. They say that the creek cat was gassed with the juice. I don't doubt it, maybe it's so. I ain't so far out as you lawyer touts, but strictly between us two, the chick that kissed him and swung with his poke was the stallion known as Lou.
A gasser. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't it wonderful to stumble across those things? Yeah, I'm so thankful to Mike Cogan. He sent that to me through the mail. The other side of what was going to be that record, Shooting a Dan McGrew, is a
A wonderful, wonderful piece, again with Turk Murphy, about Mahatma Gandhi, called The Mahatma, and I'll be playing that for you at a future date. Here's another field recording for you. I didn't want to go through all of this without some kind of rapping. There in Rockford, Illinois, is a club. They call themselves Bridges, a group that sings in a circle to each other. They say we are teachers, parents, and workers in our community. We are drawn together to sing about our lives and what we know and what we would like to change. We know that war is not the answer. Let's listen to Bridges.
Peace. 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 Peace.
Listen up, now you peace. Don't need to be a saint or a leader of a rock and roll band, a Wall peace. Street broker, a mover or shaker, or president of the land. All peace. You need to be is committed to a land where the people run free, treat peace. Foes for friends, try to make amends, saying let it begin with me right now.
Peace.
Peace. Peace.
One thing I don't understand, what's going on in the Arabian land? Does a flag then stand for peace or war? Does anyone know what we're fighting for? Some say freedom, the cause is moral. A lasting peace, or is it oil? Well, I've been taught thou shalt not kill or take young lives against their will. This doggone world is falling apart over peace and war. Speak from the heart, support the troops, send them cards, and let's face the facts. The truth hits hard.
Peace on earth, and let it begin with me.
Peace
on earth, and let it begin with me.
A man kills man, brother kills brother. People coming home in a bag to their mother, and a plane goes up, a plane comes down, and a $50 million slam is into the ground. Downtown in a gasoline nation, which pays for bombs, not education, then throws the bombs at Baghdad City. Make me feel so low, make me feel so shallow.
Peace on earth. Peace. Peace. Peace on earth.
But that's how war began, with a squabble, man fighting man. Take a good look around, you say, brother, I found you. Come on, take my hand. Let no one be alone without a friend, a meal or a home. Love babies rejected, druggies dejected, the aged in their nursing homes. They've been neglected and protect the lives of all from earth. Gotta stop this stuff, gotta heal the earth. Look into your heart, make a brand new start. Say it, let it begin with me.
Nothing but peace is enough for me. Nothing but peace is enough for me.
You can start a group like that in your own living room, in your own backyard when the weather's good. We're going to end up here with a dear friend. As a matter of fact, I'm married to her. In my little town, we have a lot of poetry. An organization called Literature Alive. And they just did a concert down there in St. Joseph's Oratorio of Poetry in the Wild. And my wife was asked to contribute to that. So I asked her, I love the poem she wrote and recited, and I just asked her to sit down just this morning in front of the microphone in the house and record that. So let's finish with Joanna Robinson and Upon the Wooded Hill.
Upon the Wooded Hill. Upon the wooded hill above my house, there lies the grave of one I loved and lost. The cedars with their empty arms tap gently at the ground as if to rouse the sleeper in that grave, and oak leaves settle down beside the cross. In winter, snowflakes flitter down through guardian air to melt on earth. In summer, dusk brings rose and amber. Night brings stars that glow like melting pearls. I sit and weep beside the grave and question if my life have any worth. Upon the wooded hill at setting sun, the light turns gold and spirits walk, casting golden shadows. I too would go upon that hill and wear that golden dress of early evening. I would sit by the grave till long past nightfall. When sleep came, I would change to cold black cloak of underground and slip down into the earth. Now, lost to the wandering world, I would return to you, and closing fists around the night-black clods would break them into bits, running them cold as holy water through my darkened fingers, and want to stay here too forever. I have no fear of what is black and cold and lasting, if you be near. Tender robe, you shroud of inky iris, hold me in this cold, cold place. Take me down into the darkness, down into the crumbling bleak, down where sight is lost and one knows only visions. Let me not look behind me, lest I waken on the steadfast ground and find me rising up into the simple clouds of lucid day, where I might become enslaved, a fool fleeing sorrow, when I should be enfolded in the grave. No, take me down into the ghostly gnarl, down amongst the dank decay, down into the ragged ruin. Oh, take me down, I pray. Down midst grit and clod and lost and broken, rotting needles, leaf mold, sodden clay, down I go to seek my long-lost loved one, whom I had only known by lamp or star or blaze or light of day. Oh, faithful, where are you? I have asked to find you. I come looking in these shards of dreary night. Be thou with me in whatever form you will or will not take, for I am so far gone in longing that I could look upon pure ruin and I could bear the sight. A tendril, just one tendril, glowing faintly, and my heart responds with wonder. Now I sense you, can I bear it? Awe restrains my yearning impulse. Reverence puts my hands to rest. And in one last wild effort, I can only whisper, reach for me. Reach out your frail glow, or I will fly away from here. Sunlight seeks me. I may lose you, and forget what I have known in the dull and useless light of what I merely see. Reach for me. A spark, an instant star, a tiny fet, I feel your loving touch upon my heart, and I have found you. We join, and I remember how I was a child when I saw you last. Was I asleep? Was there this darkness, or a splendid light that left me dazzled? It matters nothing now. In this deepest dark I do not see you, but can feel with fond humility the memory of what you were to me, as softly as sunrise in the world above, you rise again to join my waking love. I looked in vain to find your remnants here, to cling to earth and stone and refuse of your decaying bone. For all, it was your true and faithful spirit that in my seeking reached for me. Now I am yours forever. Nor dark, nor light, nor death, nor life itself will part us now. I rise. Through holy earth I pass, as lacy nets of roots release my glowing shroud. I rise, and grief and doubt have ceased. I sit upon the wooded hill and see the darkness fading in the east.
Well, thank you, Joanna. We have a little time left. Here's one from me. The old guy takes a shower. Toweling down, I noticed that the hair in my right armpit was missing. Gone. Mange? Korean fungus? Some hypertensive body joke? In any case, another fiscal jolt along the rocky road to my deductible. Let me see, she said. Arm up, naked, her touch. Why, it's not gone. Just turned pure white, that's all. A downy, transparent, white. Invisible. Oh, I have watched my slowly graying self
for 64 years and hardly noticed. Now this. You there, all of you, check each other's armpits now. Age is stalking us here, sniffing out our unsuspecting lives, secreting itself about our persons, striking us dead. Lovely. To find it that way, though, toweling down, is just turned white, she said. Lovely. Thanks for being with us on this one, poetry. This is Utah Phillips, the golden voice of the great Southwest. Yes, this has been Loafer's Glory, the hobo jungle of the mind.
And when in the dark steel came the roads of a milky mist and a spray of stars, bunches and squares and a spatter of stars, we counted stars, one by one, a million and a million. And we remembered those stars as fishermen remember fish, as bees remember blossoms, as crops remember rain. These were runes, too. We can so reckon. We can always say we have gone through great runes together.
Loafer's Glory is produced at KVMR FM Nevada City and is distributed by the Pacifica Radio Network. You can write Loafer's Glory at Box 1235, Nevada City, California, the zip code 95959, or you can call toll-free 800-989-3825 for a free newsletter catalog. Marketing support from Duck's Breath, support from the Haitian World Fund at the Tides Foundation, and also from the National Hobo Association, publishers of the Hobo Times, Box 706, Nisswa, Minnesota, 56468. Thanks very much for listening to Loafer's Glory.